Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, I mean, it's certainly gaining some steam here in the last week or so. I've been doing this a while. I can't remember a guy rising up in the draft on the draft boards like Graham Barton has over the last week or two. I know some guys in the industry were on him and kind of always had him graded that way, but it seems like others are onto him now. So, you know, could it be Mims still? Yeah, it could be Mims. Could it be Barton? Yeah.
Both there, Ray, educated guess. If Mims and Barton are still there at 20, who do you think they take?
I'm going to say Barton, and here's my reasoning, okay? You go out and you acquire Russell Wilson, okay? 37-year-old quarterback. T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward aren't getting any younger. So they're always in win-now mode, but they're kind of like there's that sense of urgency this year. And I think rather than taking the guy with tons of potential, which is Mims, you take the plug-and-play guy, the guy who could help you right away. So in that scenario, I would go Barton, and I would go Barton for that reason.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peters. Mark Cabali at 4:15 and Paul Skeens, ladies and gentlemen, at 5 o'clock with us. Very excited to talk to a man that I think will win multiple Cy Youngs with the Pirates. And no, he's jinx-proof, people. I'm not putting any kind of hex or no pony voodoo magic on
Skeens. You ended up jinxing the Penguins. I can taste the playoffs.
Yeah.
And you did that picture where you were like, ah!
I could taste it.
You looked like a rejected member of KISS because your tongue wasn't long enough, I guess, to be in the band.
There's only one guy with a long tongue in KISS. Ace Frehley don't have a long tongue.
How do you know?
Because he's tried to do it, and it doesn't even measure up to Gene. Gene always got some very, very attractive women based on that reality show he was on back in the day.
He was married to Shannon Tweed.
Congratulations on all his success.
She was like the queen of those things you could buy at like the video store that were like called Body Heat 4 and stuff like that. Big time films.
Austin is just still playing this song because he loves Katy Perry so much. Don't let him kid you.
I like the song. Katy Perry's fine in general.
What are you doing here? But so you say, you come out more strongly in favor of what a great piece of music this is, and then you say Katy Perry just fine in general.
You know, I appreciate good music that gets the people going, and this is one of those songs.
I know, because you're letting it play for like 4 minutes
yep.
here.
Donnie is off today, as you can tell. We got Austin. It's okay. Austin's doing a bang-up job.
It's okay?
Austin is the man that was orchestrating and pulling the strings on the Paul Skeens interview, so I'm very pleased with the job.
Strings were pulled.
He's been doing ever since he got that memo to go after Skeens, and he's done so aggressively.
I don't even know if that's in the top three of Katy Perry, like songs that are nice little earworms and bops.
How about I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It?
That was her first big hit.
And for good reason.
That one's a good one. I'll tell you what one Katy Perry song is I have no tolerance for is that Fireworks song.
I knew that was coming.
Man, I tell you what, if you told me a 7-year-old scribbled those lyrics on a piece of napkin with crayon, I'd believe
it. How about Dark Horse?
That one's good because it got Juicy J on it.
I like it.
Or Roar?
No, nah, not a fan of that.
I could throw that in the trash and never
that California Girls one with Snoop is fun.
That's like her best one.
All right, Austin. I didn't think this was going to turn into a Katy Perry. Yeah, this is the music criticism thing, but
so
Let's talk about Graham Barton here, folks.
Fittipaldo, we're kind of right back where we started. Because I think when the season ended and the dust started to settle on free agency, I think most Steelers fans and Steelers media were more confused about their plan at center than at tackle. And early on, when we were evaluating the puzzle pieces of the Steelers offense and trying to put everything together, the center was the piece that was missing. Like, for better or worse, they think they can get by with Dan Moore at tackle. Mm-hmm. And that's the way that Fittipaldo laid it out there. And Dulac has done the same thing. Pretty much to say, they think they can play and have a successful offense with Dan Moore at left tackle. They don't know if they can do that at center. Now, you know, Herbig's making a lot of money for a backup. You know, they're paying him almost like a starting center. So that's not a bad rebuttal. You know, there's an argument that you think, based on what you're paying him, he could have been a starting center. But as I say this out loud, they had him on the roster while Mason Cole struggled to snap the ball, and they never elevated him to starting center.
Do you know how much of a bummer it is to just hear they think? More that this is their actual belief, not so much that people are reporting it, that's their job. They think they can have a good offense with Dan Moore at left tackle. You drafted a guy to play left tackle, and you're going to play him out of position to accommodate a very mediocre football player who's so mediocre, not only can he only play one position, or can he, as he plays his position at that level, he can't do anything else.
I just think that they are in position right now from the sounds of things. And look, it's just what insiders are reporting. They've been wrong before. I'm just reacting to the news that's available to us right now. It just seems to me like there's a shot here, and we'll talk to Mark about it at 4:15, that they use their first-round pick and they take a center because it is such an extreme need, and they're afraid if they don't take the center there, they're not going to end up with one.
And they, you know what then the value judgment would be?
And they can't live with that. They can't run the risk of just not having one. They got to get one.
Then would the value judgment be that they still want to tackle and they think there's better quality at tackle that'll exist in the second round?
Or the tackle is a guy that, like, hey, we'll start with Dan Moore and Broderick Jones, and if at some point in the season this guy
or if
is
it's
ready
Spencer
to play,
Anderson on the roster already.
Or next year even. Now, that whole thing that Fittipaldo brought up about how they move Broderick Jones to left tackle and the right tackle position is a competition between Spencer Anderson and who was the other jabroni that he named?
Don't even remember. I got to be honest. I have no recollection.
So it's not like guys you've never heard of.
Spencer Anderson was their seventh round pick.
Yeah, and I thought he actually was getting reps at center. I never thought
he was thought of as a position versatile guy too, and a Maryland man.
Yep.
And we know how much it matters to be a Maryland man.
And how much that pipeline has produced.
I mean,
for the Steelers.
Booger McFarland. Your Sean Davis's.
Brooks. Sean Davis, yeah, that's a good one. So
a plethora of guys.
If that's what happens, because this is pretty much like the Post-Gazette is leading this charge with Fittipaldo and Dulac.
Mm-hmm.
If they take Graham Barton at 20, what will your reaction be on draft night? Like, obviously we don't have the full context of who are the guys that were still available and who are the guys that had already been picked, but just in a vacuum, if you had to grade that pick, the Duke center at 20, what would you give it?
Like B-plus range? Because
that's
just
better than I thought you'd say.
Well, I have to be realistic. People seem hell-bent on saying this guy can not only be a good center, but a very good center. I think it's valuable. The reason I definitely would not give it an A is because of positional value. It is just not as valuable as a tackle on either side. It just isn't. Period. And most people who look at him say he really only is an interior lineman at this level. They worry about the size at left tackle or playing on the outside. I'd give it a B+ because it looks like the guy is a really good prospect to play center. But I'd give it no more than that because of the lack of positional value and because they would be doing something they claim they don't do, which is draft obviously for need. And that's not to say that Mims is definitively going to be a better pro than Graham Barton. obviously Mims is a bit of a projection, but I think even the Mims detractors who say he's such a projection would say, if he hits his projections, you have a potential all-pro there. You have a guy that could be a monster at right tackle for a decade.
Barton seems to me like the anti-Omar Khan pick. He's such a numbers-based, analytics-based GM. He's someone that's not really like cutting his teeth as a scout like Colbert did. And he's more of a new age GM, like Howie Roseman in Philadelphia.
Definitely. He's somebody definitely cut like from that. The Roseman mold.
So you would think he would look at what they need, mm-hmm. corner, wide receiver, tackle. Offensive tackle, and center, and think, yeah, we've lived in a world where center has screwed us with Kendrick Green, but that's not going to force me.
I'm not going to take the least valuable of those four positions and address
exactly.
it first.
Exactly. Right.
If he went to the Roseman school truly, and I know Andy Weidel would be involved, and he as a personnel guy would say, look what having Jason Kelce, who by the way was far from a first-round pick, obviously, look what it did for us. But wouldn't you say this makes more sense if he was following the Roseman track, and bear with me here, Mims, even if he doesn't start day one, we think there's so much ceiling there, it's worth it, and he'll start at some point in the season, kick Jones over. Your second pick is probably Melton. This is how yours lined up yesterday with Melton in the second.
The Rutgers corner.
Because that's a valuable position.
Yep.
We do think it's a deep wide receiver class. We draft one of those guys at 84. Okay? Bear with me still?
Yep.
And they either then try to get Van Pran at 98 if he's around, or even let it go further and get Hunter Norzad.
That's exactly what I laid out yesterday, Chris. It sounds like you've been swayed by the power of my rhetoric.
Well, I'm playing the game of if you're going to do it, if Omar's going to adhere to the Roseman principle of you're both, yes, you're drafting for need and you know what your needs are, but you're also looking at positional value very carefully here. Center would be the last of your first four picks that you'd address. You'd go in some order, probably tackle number one and then wide receiver corner, depending on how your board fell. And then you're going to take the best of what's around to make a 3 days old Dave Matthews reference at 98 or 119. I hope that I would give it a good grade because I think the guy's going to be a good player, Barton. I do. I think he's going to be a good to very good NFL player. You can only go by what you hear and you can watch tape or whatever. But I hope that the Post-Gazette is wrong on this. And I do hope they take a right tackle and they kick Jones over and they figure out center some other way. Or they figure out center the way they'd probably have to figure out tackle if they picked Mims. Jones, for the time being, stays over there. You wait till you feel Mims is ready, then you boot Dan Moore out and you kick Jones over. I'd hope that they would just go with Herbig and just try to float until like week 6 or 7 you think that the guy you drafted in the late third or the early fourth is ready, and then you give him the job. That's what I would want them to do.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I've told you I have reservations about Mims because he is so raw, and I'm just afraid that they're not going to be able to develop him the way that he should, the way that they should.
Okay.
But, like, when I was watching college football all of last year, I was telling myself Zach Frazier would be the perfect Steeler at center. The problem is, the way the draft is set up, I just don't think...
He's not going to be
I just don't think they can get him.
Unless you trade.
And I don't think... Well, if you trade back and you take him in the 30s, I would be all for it. I don't think I'm a huge fan of trading up, though. And sacrificing picks in the second and third round now
to get a center.
Yeah. But I'm also having this internal struggle with myself because I don't want to just go into the season with Herbig as the guy.
Can I offer just a little rejoinder to your statement about Mims? I understand why you and others would be nervous about him. I don't know how well they would coach the guy up. Jones, it worked out well, but maybe depending on who you talk to, he was more polished and definitely had more snaps. Why is there then steadfast belief, other than this is what the scouts say about the guy, that they would be making a good pick to take Barton at center when he hasn't played it in several years? You would think there would be an NFL learning curve for sure, even if people feel like, because how I see it is they love Barton's tools for the position, the scouts, but they think probably the most pro-ready guy of the big three centers is Frazier because he's played it the most.
FanDuel just posted Steelers' first position pick in the odds.
Ooh, this is...
Third,
I can't wait to hear
this. Third is a corner at plus 650.
Okay.
Second is a wide receiver at plus 550.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive lineman minus 320.
Okay, but they're not...
You'd have to bet $320 to win 100 on an offensive lineman. They don't differentiate between center and offensive tackle.
Well, I guess they can't because if they were to draft Barton and they play him at tackle, then they drafted a tackle. I understand why you can't, I guess, split the positions up. The only way I think they draft a wide receiver or a corner at 20 is if Roma Dunze has a gas mask bong and says, I just love smoking pot and being a bad, you know, being a bad
influence.
It's a
DUI the teammates. Morning of the draft or something like that.
Whatever.
Something terrible. Or
yeah.
Quinyon Mitchell falls from Toledo.
Quinyon Mitchell is a victim of anti-Mac bias. Nobody wants to draft the Maction. But failing that, two guys that they absolutely love maybe, falling way further than projections. Like you said it yesterday for Adunze, a Moss-like slide. That ain't happening. Neither one of them's happening.
By the way, there's new rumor mongering going on with Brandon Ayuk. And this time, Ayuk has brought it on himself.
Uh-oh. Well.
Have you seen this, Austin?
I haven't seen it.
No, I haven't.
How do you find all these rumor mongering situations?
Because people bring it to me and say, we need your reaction on this, apparently.
What a flex for you.
Do
they want your reaction so that their actual analysis can be the opposite?
So like how I look at Bill Belichick doing McAfee's draft show because he's so bad at the draft?
Correct.
Brandon Ayuk on Instagram posted a picture of himself in a caption. 6 days and then it's fireworks.
Well, that has to be a Pittsburgh reference.
6 days,
Sam Belly.
6 days away from the draft. Where do these big wide receiver trades happen?
At the draft.
Draft night. A.J. Brown. Hollywood Brown.
What if Justin Jefferson gets dealt?
I don't think he's tweeted anything about 6 days and fireworks.
Maybe he's just laying low. Was this a tweet or an Instagram?
This was Instagram.
We know Ayuk doesn't really use Twitter unless he's making googly eyes at Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. So his last... His last tweet is about Tomlin, and his last Instagram post is about 6 days away from when wide receivers get traded and a fireworks reference.
We're talking about the draft, so this doesn't feel like a complete off-topic thing for me to say.
Yep.
One of our TVs in here has ESPN on, and so they're doing a lot of draft talk, and they have Kuiper on, right? And I swear to you.
How's his hair look?
No, it's not the hair that got me. I swear to you, the background from which he's talking, now you can't see it because they're like in a
It's a make-believe...
Computer.
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to make sure I wasn't completely insane here.
It's a backdrop of a fake office.
No, but like, it looks so bad because have you ever gone to a furniture store with here's a bedroom set or something like that, and they'll put like a fake computer there, or they'll put a fake TV somewhere so you could see what it would look like with furniture. The computer in that backdrop looked like something you would see at IKEA. And it drove me nuts.
If you could go to happy hour with any draft analyst, who would you go with?
Ooh, that is a good one.
Would it be Kuiper?
Man, he's got to have the most stories, doesn't he? Is Mayock going to be fun at happy hour? And like, you know, who's loosening their tie and becoming more of like a just shooting the breeze with you? Who's likeliest to just shoot the breeze with you?
Jeremiah does not look like a breeze shooter.
I think Mina Kimes would probably shoot the breeze and have a good time. Just chatting it up.
I don't look at her as technically a draft analyst.
She's a jack of all trades, or a Jill of all trades,
yes.
I guess I should say.
That's why she's making like $10 million a year now from ESPN.
Who is the most well-adjusted and normal draft analyst? You know what?
Lewis Riddick?
I'm going Kuiper. You know, I've got this beer here. This is a very nice. It's an IPA. It's a session IPA. I could drink several of them. I'm having a good time here. This thing is 4.2% alcohol by volume.
But even hearing you talk like that, I just think he'd be too much.
But is that the voice he uses in private? Or is it like, oh, no, that's like
all
an act?
It's like Scott Farrell. Scott Farrell does use that voice he uses on the radio.
That's just his voice,
in normal conversation, because I've had several with him.
Is it Kuiper's voice or is it his delivery? You and I both, people have told me many times, wow, you sound a lot different in person. And I'm like, yeah, that's because when I'm on the radio, I'm trying.
Trying to do what?
Like, I'm putting a lot of effort into speaking.
Okay.
I'm efforting. No, I think I'm going Kuiper, because you know what? I could deal with the voice over like two beers. And I'm going to go up to a stout right now, a milk stout. I don't like oatmeal stouts. Can't you get a bad hangover off of oatmeal stout?
None of the NFL Network guys really float my boat.
Charles Davis?
Nah.
Nice enough guy. Right, nice guy. Jeremiah?
Rich
Brugler.
Eisen? Absolutely not.
Brugler?
I hear about Tomlin the whole time.
Brugler ain't on the NFL Network.
No, I'm just saying him as a draft guy.
Oh, yeah, because we're saying the whole thing. I don't know him at all.
He's just, you know what? They're known so much for having, you know, this density of information that they're as at their beck and call at all times. I think it kind of washes them out. Kuiper's like the only personality. And man, is he just standing tall after all these years?
No scandal with Kuiper.
Pumpkin pie and whipped cream, man.
Yep. You know, like his wife used to like write some of the scouting reports too. It was like a whole family affair when he was putting out
really?
A book. Oh yeah.
Wait, yep. Like she would write him and they were her own opinions, or he'd say, this is my write-up of
that's
the guy.
That's a good
but
question.
Like,
I'm not
you...
sure. I think she actually would put in her two cents
can
on
Can you
guys.
Imagine if she and Mel just had a bitter disagreement over somebody? What if she was like a Leaf supporter in 98 and he would... No, Manning. Manning is the guy, honey. Manning. You gotta go Manning.
The Colts GM...
Achilles Smith. Remember what happened last year.
The Colts GM who said, who the hell is Mel Kuiper historically? When they got into that huge feud during the draft, he died
R.I.P. Bill Tobin, Duke Tobin's father. Duke running the Bengals now. That they're not doing it out of the Athlon Blue Ribbon preview with Mike Brown.
Donnie is in Nashville. It's 3 o'clock there. How many beers do you think he's had today?
Over under, Austin. I'll set it for you.
Okay.
1.5.
Over.
Wow.
Like 2.
That's cooking. Now, Donnie drinks light beer, so he can kind of... He can go quantity heavy.
I think he's already
guy.
At 7.
7?
Yep, text him.
He's down for the count at
so
3
you,
o'clock.
So what are you at?
I'm not at, down for the count
oh,
at 3
I,
o'clock.
Donnie can put him away,
he's
Austin.
He's got a tolerance worked up.
I'm at 2. I think he's just beginning the journey.
He's just beginning the journey. What is this, Vision Quest?
I would say there's a very good chance he sees like someone cover a Journey song tonight on Broadway.
Does he get up and do karaoke, and if so, what's he doing?
I don't think they let you in those places, man.
What if he goes to a really divey joint that doesn't have
but
live music?
But even the divey joints have great live music,
man,
there.
Man, Nashville would be my scene, I think. I do
I ask,
think I'd
you're the
be...
definition of fun. You'd fit right in there.
Well, hold on a minute. I like live music, and I like newer country. If I walked into the right bar there that had the right kind of country that I like hearing... I would be like a hog and slop.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!